You are listening to TalkLine, an open format where the public has the opportunity to voice their points of view. The opinions expressed are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors. And now, here are your hosts.
Express yourself.
Hello, hello, good morning, YK Delta and beyond. This is Diane McGachran, and this is another edition of TalkLine. And today I am talklining solo, so I invite all kinds of calls. I want to note that today the talkline will go until a few minutes before 11, and then so the show will be shorter. So start working on getting your calls in now. And I have some announcements, and there's some activities coming up. I have weather information. Oh, and I need to give out the numbers. And I'm going to ask Stephanie to run the sheet with the numbers in here. Stephanie is helping at the board. Say good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, everyone.
All right. Good. I like the sound of Stephanie's voice. She has a nice radio voice. So she's going to bring the numbers in for me, and I'll be able to give those out. And you'd think all these years I would know these numbers, and for some reason I don't. I do know that you can email us at KYUK, and I'm sorry. You can email us at radio@kyuk.org, and we will read your email on the air. You can also be anonymous, and we have a caller, Fritz. Good morning, Fritz. Welcome to TalkLine.
How are you guys doing today? Or how are you doing today?
It's just me, Fritz, and I'm fine. I am fine. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Well, as majority of the people know, that the city of Bethel or the council, city council, just approved a, I'm not sure how to put it, but a task force.
On alcohol use?
On alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the reasoning of this task force. What's the purpose of the task force? You know, I know they're going to try and come up with some solutions, but what kind of solutions are there? You know, maybe maybe I'm missing something that, you know, that the Bethel Police Department is already overbooked or overworked, understaffed, along with the fire department. They're overworked, understaffed, along with Bethel Search and Rescue. They're overworked and, you know, hardly anybody wants to help out, but there's always somebody there. But what good is the task force going to benefit the city of Bethel?
So it sounds like you should join the task force because it's open to citizens of Bethel.
Why join it? What good is it going to do?
Well, you have a nice summary list of some of the issues that do need to be discussed.
I mean, we can talk about it for years and years and years, but it's going to go to the city council, and whether it gets done or not, that's up to the city council.
That's true.
Not the task force.
Right. So, it's not going to be able to make decisions. It can make recommendations, maybe. Yeah.
I mean, still, you know, there's they're already on top of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we voted them in. And we can vote them out, too.
True. That's true.
Don't you know, just because they're city council and they're seated, we can vote them out. If we don't like how they're running things within the city of Bethel, we can vote them out. We can impeach them.
Mm-hmm.
And we can make a bunch of complaints towards the city manager. And is he doing his job without, you know, he's getting raises every year. He's getting bonuses every year, along with all his directors. They're getting raises. They're getting bonuses.
What would you like to see? What's not happening that you wish were happening?
I wish people would drink more responsibly. Open a bar and teach every alcoholic how to drink.
Mm-hmm.
That's my solution.
Okay.
But is it the right way? No, it's not. Is it unethical? Yes. But will it work? Maybe.
I think you have a little bit of a point there in terms of how people handle alcohol. And whether there's a way where it doesn't have to be extreme, where you're either one way or you're drinking too much and getting into trouble all the time. Maybe there is a way to just enjoy alcohol on a very low level. And maybe that is something worthwhile for people to experience that instead of going to the extreme.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. I'm going to keep on going. But thank you.
Okay. Sorry. Okay, thank you, Fritz. John, Nick, good morning, John. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hey, oh boy, I'm on there. How are you guys
are.
Doing?
It's just me, and I'm fine.
Addiction is the problem.
Addiction is the bottom line.
Yep, that's it. You don't teach nobody how to drink. They're already addicted. Mm. Once you're an alcoholic, you can't teach an alcoholic how to drink.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Unless you get tired of it and you say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you can get out of that.
Yeah.
And look for higher powers other than your own, and you'll get over the addiction problem. Associate with people who are sober.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that train of thought will go away, and you'll pretty soon you'll have somebody say, hey, have a drink. And like I learned the hard way, you say no. And then later, oh, maybe later on. And then later on you'll say no.
Mm-hmm.
It's learning how to reestablish your livelihood by associating with friends and admitting that you have an addiction problem. Once you're addicted, no matter how long you live in life, you're always going to be addicted to that substance, you know?
Yeah.
If you grew up with that and you're addicted. It's hard to teach somebody how to drink.
Mm-hmm.
You have to admit that you are helpless. You cannot say, I'll teach you how to drink. No, you can't do that. It's the individual that is the problem. Mm-hmm. Once you admit you're helpless, people will learn how to help you.
Now, what about if someone has not become addicted to alcohol, and as they become a young adult and onward,
well, it's
is
kinda,
there, are those people capable of learning?
I think it's kind of hereditary, too. You know, they all say the Native Americans had a real addiction problem to alcohol because of the way they're...
Like it's in their hereditary?
Their association with their race.
I think that's just kind of a myth now.
Well, I don't know.
It's
kind of a myth and it's kind of true. It just depends on the individual, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'd like to say I want to wish everyone a real good day and please stay warm. I want to thank all the city workers, sewer, and the water people who deliver water. They go out of their way to help people. And one of the sewer people helped us. Our tank froze, and he was grateful enough to wait for a couple of days, so we started out. And
wow.
I thanked them very much. We high-fived each other when we started running. And another thing, when you're unplugging sources like the sewer tank and stuff, there's a really lot of voltage in that thing, you know?
Oh.
Always, when you're unplugging that thing, always make sure your power source is unplugged, because you're going to struggle with that outlet there. It might be hot because it's condensated and frozen there, you know.
Yeah.
That's a good way to get shocked, especially if you're turning and twisting it while you have a live wire in the outlet there. That's a lot of electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Please be careful when you do that stuff. Always unplug your power source. Then work on your wire system, you know, because that's the safest way you can do things right now this time of the year. It's okay during the summer where it's lubricated, but during the winter time they tend to freeze in there. So always be careful.
Okay.
And please don't drink and drive. If you're going somewhere, dress warm adequately. And if you could, please go with friends, you know. Please don't drink and drive, and be careful, everyone. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you, John.
You're welcome. Bye.
Have a good day. Okay. Moving on, we have James. Good morning, James. Welcome to Talk Line.
Yes, good morning to you. How are you this morning?
I am very good.
Yes, I'd like to just say good luck to all the players right there in Bethel, and there's a ball game going on over there at Chifornik. Good luck to all, and good morning, and... bundle up, it's cold out there, and it's coming from Chivac.
Oh, thank you, Chivac. James.
Alrighty, good morning.
Good morning. So this is Diane McGachran, and we're listening to Talk Line here, and I am alone today, so I welcome all kinds of calls. Otherwise, you will have to listen to me tell stories that Might not be as interesting as the callers. So the phone numbers you can reach us at are 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call from anywhere in the United States, 800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org, and you can be anonymous if you would like. So we have Grady up. Good morning, Grady. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, good morning, Diane. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well.
You did a really nice, you and your team and our crew or all the people with you put together these wonderful Bethel Live events with the couches and the atmosphere. It's all well done.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for that.
One of the exciting things about that that's going on is, you know, the karaoke and the family component of that, the karaoke part, has been the most popular. And 4-H Teen Center and the library are teaming up to offer that twice a month.
Wow.
Starting next Friday. I believe next Friday is the 2nd of February. The 2nd and the 16th of February, and then again in March, the 2nd and the 16th of March, Adrienne and I will be hosting kids karaoke there at the Teen Center at 7 p.m.
Oh my gosh, I think that's so cool. I want to see a whole family get up on stage, like the whole family karaoke.
Oh,
that'd be fun.
Too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mom,
I agree,
dad,
100%.
Aunties, the whole lot.
And I didn't call about Bethel Live, but that means that Bethel Live will be more adult and just open mic. So going forward, that'll be very cool. I don't have the date in front of me for that, so I'm not going to worry about that. What's more important is to tell everyone about tonight's family movie night at the library. 6 p.m. we'll be showing Balto.
Oh, that's good. That's about the dog?
Yes. Yeah, we're honoring K-300, closing out the K-300 season here at the Cultural Center.
Neat.
And then the last thing I'll mention is, Adrienne also at the Teen Center and I are doing a big push for Bethel area and indeed Delta area residents to participate in StoryCorps by downloading the StoryCorps app.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that we might get you to interview one of our esteemed elders.
Of course.
That'd be kinda cool.
I know. I think that's a wonderful project. And if people aren't familiar with StoryCorps, those you usually hear them on NPR. It's very short stories, usually between two people. They tell a story from their lives together and their relationship, and they're very beautiful stories. And they're even in their short, there might be just 2 minutes long, but they're very meaningful and nice. So it's so cool to have that here, that we may get to set up some of those.
Yeah, and all we have to do is, all anyone has to do is download the app on whatever app store they use, depending on their device,
mm-hmm.
and then follow the instructions to make a recording. And then when given the opportunity to describe it, include the hashtag in the description, Bethel Snapshot.
Bethel Snapshot.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll need some more info on that because people have to download an app, then they have to record it, then they have to put a hashtag on it. So that's going to take some...
I'm sorry to interrupt. If you want more information, there is a KYUK article there on the website, and
okay.
It does outline the dates of the next few information sessions on that. I'll let you go because I know you have callers, and I hope you have an excellent day, Diane.
Thank you, Grady. Same to you. Okay, next we have Roy. Good morning, Roy. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning, Diane. Just wanted to publicly agree with John Nick about that response to alcohol task force. Person that may mention that. For those of us that can't handle even a drop of it, know what it means if that drop gets into the system. It's kind of like an intense craving. There's no choice but to consume more. Some people just don't get over, I believe, and they eventually became a victim of it. Trying to learn how, but anyway, for those of us that stop,
mm-hmm.
knowing that we can't handle it, keep it up for those in the audience listening.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, karaoke. Wow. That sounds really good.
Roy, you're up on stage next. Yes,
yeah.
That's right. Start practicing.
Vocal practicing for all.
And you have to move to the song, too, so you have to develop your cool moves.
It's kind of like a whole mental spirit body language.
Yes, good. The whole thing. That's great karaoke. when you put everything into it. Exactly.
Anyway, congrats to those people that are starting it. That's fun.
Yeah.
Really like to hear about that meeting they had Tuesdays and Wednesdays there at Bethel. Tribes need to play a real...
What meeting are you talking about?
Area, they need to have a voice. See, state and the federal don't really represent any of the people within our region. People that, people from this region need to start uniting to have that one voice to be able to have a greater impact on what's happening in our region. And that's the reason why I'm really curious for those of us that did not have a chance to attend it. We're very curious. We want to hear more about that. That's all I want to say, Diane.
Okay.
Thanks for being there, too.
You're welcome. Thank you, too. All right. Have a good day. All right. Good morning, Herman. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. Kind of say a few words at the time and what's all going on. If you want to stay informed of what's going on in Juneau, you could watch channel 7040, Alaska Information Channel, or 360 North. You should really watch how they're making laws and the people who are supposed to represent us in this region. It seems like they're kind of going along with what the governor and the people want, and not what the people out here. But watch that channel. They're passing kids that kind of make laws like assisted suicide. They'll have people, elders, if they get so tired, they'll help them kill themselves. Assisted suicide. They're doing things like that. And they're saying that there's a $2 billion deficit, they keep saying that. And yet now the barrel oil is $70 a barrel, and the stock market's going through the roof. That means the current economy is making $65 billion, and they want to take, that we could be getting $3,000. You know, a long time ago, they still have medicine man and other cooks and good ones and bad ones, and men used to stay in Kazakhs separated, you know, and they had laws and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to say people would come and tell us to do these things, you know, and they didn't tell us what was going to happen. But it all ties in with what's going on. If you read the Bible, you know, he said this is going to happen. I'm glad our president is not scared to ask God for help with this alcohol stuff and our government stuff. I was going to talk about that meeting they had. How come their boss all of a sudden, you know, we should have had a chance to vote on it, you know, because how we need to change our, it's working with the governor to try to create government out here, and they're saying that the troopers won't enforce the laws because it's not their jurisdiction anymore. They're making laws so criminals can commit a crime and be out of jail the next day. Even our elders from the medicine mandates to say people are going to get worse and worse. What you need to do, what's going to happen next is what they call the rapture. People who don't follow the system and who believe that Christ Jesus came and died for our sins and confessed that, they're going to be taken up. And even people who have died, they never died, they're asleep. They're in a new place.
Mm-hmm.
But people who don't believe, anyhow, it's all coming to a head with this kind of government and people being bad and stuff, you know. And what's going to happen next is the rapture. There's going to be tribulation, there's going to be nuclear war, and there's going to be shooting stars that hit the Earth, and Earth is going to be remade, and most of the people on Earth are going to be perished, and there's going to be a new crisis is coming back. It's going to be a new government, and he'll rule for 1,000 years, and the devil will be locked up in chains.
So,
I'm telling you, people, listen.
Yeah, we're getting close to the 5 minutes, so, Herman.
Yeah, you know, they control the scene, the news, like, you know, and I'm glad that I'm going to speak on this, you know, because a lot of times they control the news, if you see the news, you know, to go around with these bad things and newspapers and talk radio is the one thing that people can communicate, you know, in Teddy and Kajak. But read your Bible and call on Christ Jesus.
Okay.
It's serious. Okay, thank you guys. Have a nice day. But go, and oh, when you set up your permanent fund, make sure you don't fill out that you're a Democrat, because you have a registered to vote when you collect your permanent fund. Don't vote these people who are, say, representative enough. They don't. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Herman. I get my news from a different place, I think. All right. So I'm going to, we're going to take one call. Then I have a text message I'm going to read, anonymous. And it is Eula. Is this Eula David?
Yeah, good morning.
Oh, Eula, hi.
Yeah, mine is very different, I think, because I have a question about, we've been hearing since last year, to get a business license for our Saturday market.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't know nothing. Well, the other elders been called asking me what would happen or why. And I wouldn't have no answer. But what I thought would be a yearly tax for the city, or how does it go?
Okay, that's a good question. And you know what? After I read one of our emails, Renee Athanas is going to be on the line, and she'll be able, I'm going to ask her to speak to that, okay?
Uh-huh.
So keep listening, and we'll get some comment on that.
Okay, that
all right, thank
very
you.
Good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called.
Okay, Koyana, very much.
Okay.
Okay, good okay, morning.
All right, I'm going to read an anonymous message here to Talkline. I think this is referring to an earlier caller. Thank you for pointing out that one caller could join the task force. And he gave a prime example of the mentality everyone has these days. We all have to start somewhere, even if it's starting small and with a task force that at this moment seems impossible and like a waste of everyone's time because people are too addicted. Where is the compassion? What has happened to our compassion, the same compassion we show each other when it comes to gathering for consoling family and friends with their loss? Why wait until then? When you start somewhere, it shows that we as a community care. Change your thinking, and even it may seem redundant, later on, all the hard work, even a handful of people getting together to complete something will impact the future. Positive change takes time. Okay, thank you for that comment, Anonymous. And next we have Renee. Good morning, Renee. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Diane.
And I don't know if you heard Eula called, so if you could speak to that taxation thing, that would be good
to hear from you. Well, I'll tell you what I know so far is that the city council is revisiting the length of time. Originally it was 5 per year, and I think they're re-looking at that, maybe going to change it to 10 or 12 per year.
When you say per year, what is it per year? Tabling?
That means like you can participate in the Saturday market, you can have a yard sale, you can do flea market over with Susan or the VFW one. You can do 10 of those a year. Well, right now it's 5, but without having to pay tax and without having to have a business license. If they change that and they increase the number, which I'm hoping they will, they might take it up to 10. So you could go to 10 different markets or flea markets or whatever within a year and not have to pay city sales tax and not have to buy a business license.
Okay.
If you go to 11, for right now it's 6. If you go to 6, then you're supposed to do that. So that's we're waiting to see what the city council is going to do about that, and as yet they have not changed the ordinance. So right now it still stands at 5. At the Cultural Center, I'm inviting the city, if they would like to come to start taking inventory and counting who's there, that's fine. That's their option. So we're just going to wait and see what happens. That's our policy at the Cultural Center right now, is we're waiting to see what the city decides to do.
Okay, so if people wanted to encourage the city council to change that number and increase it to the number of times they can do these low-key selling events before they have to tax, would they just go ahead and contact their city council and give their input on that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
They could come and do people to be heard. They can stop the council members on the street and chat with them.
That's the best.
You know,
AC, wherever you see them.
At AC, the post office, mm-hmm. if you see a council member, most council members I know kind of welcome interaction with their constituents. So
cool.
I think that they would like to hear from people and their opinions.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, good. Does that answer that question?
Yes, I think that helps out a lot.
Good. Now I'll go on to the other things I need to chat about, and I'll try to do it as quickly as possible.
All right. Go ahead.
The Best in the West Small Business Competition closes today for first-round applicants. So if somebody's working on their application, you need to send it to me via email or drop it off here at the Cultural Center, one of the two, either to myself or Grady. He's in the library. So you have until 5 p.m. today to get me that application. We have lots of good funding this year from our partners that so there's some I think it'll be a good year. And so that's due today, 5 p.m. first round applications. I also want to announce that Bethel Council on the Arts is having their annual meeting. I had the date wrong last time. Their annual meeting is February 5th. That's a Monday. And it will be here at the Cultural Center at 6 p.m. And it's elections and planning the events for the upcoming year, which we kind of have a lot of really good ones, starting with the very next night, February 6th, when we're going to have the Winter Classic. We have internationally renowned celloist coming, Zulu Bailey, and Piers Lane, who is an internationally known pianist, and they're going to do a concert here at the Cultural Center. So, and anybody under the age of 17 gets in free, and anybody over the age of 62 gets in free. Everybody else has got to pay a little bit, but those guys all get in free. So come down. That's on February 6th here at the Cultural Center. And then I just am going to mention really quick two other things. Kuskokwim Art Guild's annual meeting will be Friday the 9th at 6 p.m. here at the Cultural Center. Again, the elections of officers and planning events for the upcoming year, which leads into the next thing, Bethel Bowls. I am actually going to be out of town when we usually have Bethel Bowls, which is in April. And I'm looking for a volunteer that would like to help with a couple others I have lined up, so you wouldn't be the only person, to coordinate the Bethel Bowls this year. So if there's a community member out there that's interested in making sure that this Bethel Bowls happens and people get to participate, please get a hold of me here at the Cultural Center or call me at 543-4538 and let me know if you can help out with the Bethel Bowl. So that's all I've got, Diane.
That's plenty. And thank you very much for answering that question. Great activities coming up. All right. Thank you, Renee.
You bet. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Next, we have Helen. Good morning, Helen. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
I'm glad you're there. I always appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. So, what are you thinking
you
about?
You know, alcoholism is a disease. It's also hereditary. If your parents or someone in the family had it, it can also be hereditary. Because it's a learned behavior. Alcohol is flammable. If you put a lighter to it, it'll blow up. It's ethanol. Mm-hmm. It's pure ethanol. And that's poison. That's like we're putting poison in our system. And that's why the brain goes first, then your control goes first, next, and then you fall down, and then some people die. I lost a lot of relatives past 2 years since the alcohol opened, because they can't handle the availability of it.
Wow.
Before, it cost too much for them. They could do a little bit here and there. Now it's too available. They have the money. They just can just go and get it. And they're... some people have it worse than others.
Mm-hmm.
It's very varied. You can drink once and then get addicted. And then some people can drink forever, and then they're like... They're fine. So it's like, it depends on your metabolism. Us women, we get drunk easier than men because we're tinier,
mm-hmm.
our metabolism is weaker. But I wanted to thank you for being there, and I know this is a tough subject, and people don't want to hear it, but it's okay. I'm not afraid.
No,
thank you. You have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too, Helen.
Okay, Guyana.
Okay, Guyana. All right, we have an email that Stephanie is going to read for us.
Okay, this is from Jeff Yvonne. I'm going to read this loud and clear because I think I agree with it too. I have one question for BNC and AHFC, that's ASHA Housing. What are your thoughts or concerns about the AC liquor store being so close to your tenants who possibly are trying to begin a new start in their lives and for their family? And that was from Jeff Yvonne.
Oh, okay. And what did you think of that, Stephanie?
There's a lot of children in that area that play out. I've been living in ASHA Housing, and there's way too many drunks who can't control
mm-hmm.
themselves, and there's kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many kids around that area. So.
No, I think there's been some fights in that area too, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Jeff, for writing in, and the question is to AC store, about to ASHA. And AVCP?
BNC.
Oh, and BNC, I'm sorry. Do they feel any accountability or maybe any kind of responsibility to their tenants to be part of the discussion of that liquor store being right in the neighborhood? Okay, thank you. Next, we have Cesari. Good morning, Cesari. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Uh-oh, are you okay?
Maybe not.
Oh, no. Do you have a cold?
Oh, terrible one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No worry, we're on the phone, so I don't pass it.
Thank you. Okay. Well, and yet you call in anyhow. Good for you.
I call in. First, I have fractured my wrist, and this thing healing up slowly. And now I get that freaking cold.
Oh, no.
There have to be somebody for I can't believe it. Oh.
There has to be somebody that what?
Somebody fall. It can't be my fault. I broke my wrist.
Oh, it must be somebody's fault, not you.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it's don't blame me.
Yeah. How
I get plenty of blame, but don't. I'm not at fault for your wrist being broken.
About flu.
No, not even that. Nothing. No fault.
No, it's not your fault.
No.
Who that be for? We're always being blamed for somebody, something, you know.
I know.
Yeah, you see, I can't be that weak to get two things at the same time.
Well.
But anyway, I calling. I was not this tournament was going on, but before tournament in battle basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been by the ticket that split the path. You see these guys running, those gross young high school students running and split the path, you selling ticket. Mm-hmm. And I've acquired a bit of those tickets. I always like, not even for the win, but it's excitement. And you support a little bit this school, if the money go for a good thing. But they really shocked me when they tell some people sitting by me, and they tell me I have to shoot if I win. I tell, are you not? They say split the pot, that is split the pot. They don't make, and people like, so I ask those girls what's selling those tickets. That true? And two of them said, no, I don't know. And another said, I think you have to shoot it. And later on, so I read all these tickets I give somebody, and somebody give to some young fella, 10-year-old. And I tell, whatever, I know on them, and I know on be with that game, because I was, get to my mind, I was misleading and treat not fair, making going to the shoot point. And later on, I find out that you have to try shoot from tree line, go to you get the split the path, and you miss it, you go on the 2-point shooter line, and you get to 1/3, and you go under the basket, and you miss that one, you don't get nothing. You have so many people in there to going to support basketball. They have no idea how to play, but they're supporting the team and kids and stuff. And buying the tickets, they're supporting it, the school and stuff. It's not everything about money. And administration, who has whatever designed this, split the path, would never been before. Never I've been grow up my kids in here and go through high school and all stuff. And now they change the rules and they try to get everything away. Even professional go to the 3-point line and they're missing. And you now get 60, 70, 80-year-old grandma win the ticket. And what kind of deal is that? Or somebody would know have idea how to play. What kind of deal is that? The advertising, if they say big sign, they're saying, if you shoot 3 points, you get heavy. Let people know, not you selling the tickets and people getting shocked to have to go make it basket, you know. Hmm. That I think is not fair for the fans, what they're really supporting our teams, and whatever who get this decision, he have to think maybe twice what he do or principle.
Now we're coming up on the 5 minutes, so okay. Going to have to wrap up here.
Yeah, but this what I really think. It's not up to me. It happened that kid, what he got my ticket. He shoot that 10-year-old kid one shot, get the 3-pointer, get the money, mm-hmm. and I was happy for him. He keep it. I don't want the money. Just keep it. I wish the there was fairness to every fans would buy the tickets. There should be equal fairness, not to make it new rules and regulation behind some behind this.
Okay.
Battle fans.
All right.
Okay, that's all. What did I say?
You made that clear. So you got to go.
Okay.
And take care
you.
Of yourself.
I try harder when I can. Believe me that.
Yeah. Okay.
When I find out who did that to me, I do even better.
Uh oh. All right. Take care. Okay. Good morning. This is John Carter. John Carter. Good morning. Welcome to
yes,
Talk
good morning.
Line.
Yes. Good morning. This is John Carter. I'm calling from Eek.
Hello.
I'm going to try and respond to the last caller's question in regards to the task force.
Yes. Okay. Good.
We here in the village, I may not have those, but as far as I can tell, we don't have those. The task force in it may sound like one sentence, but it has two possible tracks. For instance, if someone buys or takes something out of the store, or liquor store, it is their responsibility, whatever they do with it. Suppose I'm not from City of Bethel, but from Eek Village. When I go down to the village in which this village is dry, as most villages are, can I take alcohol to them? I drank every day. The city police, Harry D, tells me not to do it, but I kept on doing it. They didn't know what to do with me. Later on, the task force from Bethel came down to the village of ours and gave them what steps should be taken so that I can listen to them more. If not, I would get into trouble that I might have trouble getting out of. This is my interpretation of the task force. Thank you, Rama.
Okay. Thank you, John. And next we have Susan. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I agree with Cesario. Split the pot is split the pot. It shouldn't be attached to anything else. Okay. And I think that's illegal, and somebody should turn them in or tell them to quit doing that.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, I was calling to let people know Lions Club's going to try to resurrect the monthly food bank. And we're going to be open tomorrow from 10 to 1 on Saturday, and any volunteers that want to help, come on in and help with that.
You'll have the food bank tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
And 6 o'clock tonight, we're setting it up. Anyone that wants to help, come join us. I see that Renee needed help with someone to do the soup bowl, so I'll bring it up at the next Lions Club meeting.
Maybe, possibly,
we can do it, but we're stretched kind of thin.
Okay.
We did vote to get a snow machine for the search and rescue. They need to get a fleet of snow goals like they used to have. They just have one that they keep getting parts for, and the people are using their own.
Uh-huh.
And we kind of challenge other groups to maybe think about getting them a snow machine, too.
Mm-hmm.
Even that funding from the alcohol tax could go to a snow goal.
Yeah.
Because they really, that is our most vulnerable population, people that are intoxicated out on the river.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have the homeless program and we have other things too, but I think immediately, and they were on statewide news, search and rescue. I mean, they're awesome.
Yeah.
And they're doing this at their own expense a lot of times.
And with some risk.
Yeah. So that's one of the things that I wanted to call about is the Lions Club Food Bank. We're going to try to get it going, and we're trying to work with Anchorage to send us food because the last 2 years I went to Salvation Army, they had the license. We have enough food from the community to still start it off, and I hope we have enough volunteers too, because our membership's kind of slim and a lot of people are traveling this weekend. But we're going to try to make it happen anyway. And we're going to try for the third Saturday of each month. So the next one would be February 17th.
If people want to donate food for tomorrow's food bank, where would they drop it off today? If they could today.
If they want to. It's cold out and stuff. If they want to, just save it and bring it in. We're working with both banks to try to get a collection bins because both banks have managers that are active Lions Club members.
Okay.
And credit union, maybe we'll get them out on it too because they did a fundraiser for it. But we're going to get something going. Right now it's cold out and it's right after Christmas and this and that. But AC did a collection bin prior to Christmas and just, you know, we got the boxes from them and thank you for them and to credit union. And the ROTC's donating some food they can't use that's not, you know, gross outdated stuff. I mean, we're going to have something regardless. And with the Lions, with the food bank in Anchorage, we have to get ID information and all that. But if their food doesn't come in, then it's none of their business and we'll just skip and that, or I don't know what. I'll make a decision at the food bank.
Okay, so tomorrow at 10 a.m., the food bank will be open and people can bring food in tomorrow.
They can bring it in tomorrow or pick it up or come volunteer.
Okay.
And we're going to do this till 1. And I also wanted to put a shout out for the chamber. We've been doing luncheons every Thursday. But the attendance has been kind of low, and at one time there used to be a lot of attendance in this, and we really need the unity because it seems like some of the city council member decisions, the thing about the idea of them running the only liquor store and them taxing all these nonprofits. It seemed kind of be anti-economic development lately. So we really need that unity of people that think the other direction. Economic development is a good thing. We don't get too political. We have different guest speakers on all kinds of topics. Next Thursday, it's at our noon hour at Aurora Sushi in the back room. Next Thursday, we have Dennis from Bethel Family Clinic talking about the substance abuse programs and counseling programs and behavior health, couple counseling, children that need counseling, what kind of services are available, and every day we have to make choices, you know. Every day we have to make choices, and every day we're faced with temptation. All of us are. And I heard somewhere there's probably like 240 or so active opiate of one kind of another users in this town. And I ran that by him, and he said, "I'm not surprised." So, mm-hmm. I don't know all the bad boys in town. I used to work at the jail, but, you know, I'm out of the loop now.
Yeah.
So I know there's all kinds of crap going on, and it's up to us to make good decisions and to volunteer and to do things to help make it a better community. And that keeps me out of trouble, that's for sure. I had my bad girl days back in the day. So
Susan.
Yeah. So I just want everybody to kind of know we kind of got to... You know, it's,
and you're up on your 5 minutes, so go ahead.
Yeah,
and close
it's
up
you know there. When you see stuff on national news about that deplorable family that had those 13 kids and the neighbors thought something was up, but they didn't do anything, and you hear about stuff like that. Well, I thought something was wrong, but I didn't know what to do. Sometimes we got to be a little snoopy and we got to do something about stuff because it's just so outrageous. Some of the things that hit national news: the gymnast doctor, the college. The whole culture of the system that let that happen.
Yeah.
You know, and Bill Cosby, all those years he did stuff, and people just kind of turned a blind eye to it.
So we're going to have to...
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Okay. Thank you,
bye.
Susan. Good morning, Gregory. Thank you for waiting. You're on Talk Line.
Hey, good morning to one and all.
Okay.
I come across some research... Oh, well, I attended a course there, and it concerned alcohol, and it was revealed to me that research was done a decade or two ago, and they were trying to determine why some race and another there does not have the tolerance. It's been found that the indigenous peoples of the New World just don't carry the gene there within them, within their DNA. Whereas the old world, they have this gene there that will tolerate alcohol, and from my learned opinion of the problem with alcoholism here in this area with our people, and I'd just like to share that. And high tolerance from the old world, whereas very low tolerance with the New World people. Now, just some people can't handle it, while others can. And I thought I'd like to share that.
Okay. Well, you know, it's the genetic research on that is not really for sure yet. That's
an hypothesis that
But that's something that people are trying to figure out. But probably the strongest contributor to addiction is social conditions, and that in our region that would be the outcomes of colonization. That has a much larger link to addiction than genetics.
So it's learned from early age.
Well, it's from the kind of trauma and the kind of... there's a loud noise in the background. I don't know if you can
hear. Oh, that's the ventilator. They're trying to heat up the house.
Oh, okay. You got to get that heated up, yeah.
Okay.
So that's more of the... When you're talking about addiction, it's probably more the social and historical factors that happened to people, and now the outcome is these higher rates of all kinds of social issues, so it's not really there's a larger picture than genetics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they'd go hand in hand, though.
It can, yeah. So that's a good thing to, learn more about.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, I got the same thing there, trauma from early childhood explaining my behavior.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I thought I'd bring that up.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next we have Yvonne Waska. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. Welcome to Alaska.
Oh, okay. You're 20 years too late with your welcome, but I accept.
how come the short program today?
Oh, because Diane is teaching at the college, and my students are going to be waiting for me at 11, and I don't have a co-host to take over, so it's the first time in my years of Talkline, and we've had to cut it short a half hour. Oh. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, referring to an alcohol and drug issue. The people that made statements, they should make I statements and that referring under opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the late Paul Jenkins, during the testimony before we voted on the alcohol issue, and I say sorry for me and my people. We don't know how to drink, period.
Mm.
And I seen the two new segments on Bethel Search and Rescue on Channel 2 and KTVA.
Mm-hmm.
And they addressed the alcohol problem. And the only simple solution is take them back to the vote on it again and close the liquor stores. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Even it's... what I'm hearing from my friend out in the village is it's really bad out there. And the way it was before, even despite the bootleggers and those that drink in moderation ordered their booze from Anchorage, they said it was better that way.
Hmm.
Now, due to the availability of alcohol, and it's real bad out there.
Yeah.
And loss of life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is to Fritz. All the goodness of people will... all the good positive side will come out of this. If my people register to vote and want the good side of this to close, and this is to Roy on going tribal. Growing up, I witnessed and seen that giant at work when all our people were united, all the 56 villages. And that other meeting is coming in March. We're like a sleeping giant, or they're doing a disservice to our people.
Hmm.
And we need to unite, period. And, have a good day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, so it is good to really puzzle over some of the rates that we see of different social issues in the Delta. But one thing also to remember is that Native American communities have some of the highest rates of sobriety of all populations. About 80% of indigenous communities in the United States and Alaska, 80% of the people are sober. And so those rates of sobriety are really important. So next we have Beverly. Good morning, Beverly. Welcome to Talkline.
I was trying to turn down my radio, but I can't find the TV clicker.
a common dilemma for many of us.
And I always want to apologize to the woman that I put 545.
Oh.
Hello. Anyway, just real quickly, I wanted to remind people that next Wednesday at 4:00, we're going to have the annual AVEC membership meeting for Bethel members, and people coming will get $20 credit off their next electric bill. You have to be a member, of course. If you pay electric bill, you're a member, or you should sign up to be a member. And it'll be at the Culture Center. Registration will start at 3:00, and the meeting will start at 4, and we'll do some early bird prize drawings to encourage people to get there early, and I hope that all people bring cookies or crackers or something to share. It's our co-op, and nobody's putting it on. We are all part of this together. So that is a reminder next Wednesday, January 31st. And I just am so glad that the Kuskokwim 300 Sled Dog Race went on, and we have Pete Kaiser as our champion. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maurice Andrew, our Bogus Creek champion, he's also a Bethel. Congratulations. And to anybody who finished that crazy race, it was just amazing. And I think the K300, I don't know if they've already announced, their board have already announced that they're doing the Akiak Dash this weekend. I don't have the information.
They
the
do.
That's
tomorrow.
Yeah. What time?
Oh, I started putting away my papers. Wait.
Oh,
okay,
shoot.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll look it up. Go ahead.
Okay. And then again, thanks to all of the folks that have donated in this past year to support the YK Lifesaver Endowment Fund. When you do your pick, click give, when you apply for your PFD this year, please think of the Lifesavers and other groups that are part of Pick, Click, Give. People, stay safe out there. Be kind. Be humble.
All right. Thank you, Bev.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I do see that the Akiak Dash has been postponed to this weekend, so it's tomorrow, but it doesn't give me the time. So sorry about that. Anyway, we have to close up now. I had a wonderful time, my solo talk line journey. Thank you, everyone, for calling. Apologies for ending early today, but we will be back next Friday for another edition of Talk Line. Thank you, Stephanie, for working the board.
Listening to Talk Line, the comments, points of view, and opinions made are not those of Bethel Broadcasting staff, management, or board of directors.
Support for TalkLine is provided by Raven Alaska, shipping cargo conveniently up to 3 times a day between Bethel and Anchorage. Learn more at flyraven.com.